When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome, everyone, to Couch Potato Diary, Part 2. This is a Fightin' Friday episode. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today. It is a busy weekend in the world of professional wrestling. That's going to be the main focus of the show today. King of the Ring preview. We have your AEW Double or Nothing preview as well. And we're going to begin with a little bit of boxing talk. So thank you all so much for tuning in. Let's get right into it. All right, so the big heavyweight tilt between Tyson Fury and Oleksandr Usyk is now behind us. So, what's in front of us? Let's take a look at the fights to make coming off of this one. Obviously, this will be very brief. Only going to focus on the two main event fighters. And really, the fight to make coming off of this fight is this fight. Just do it again. That seems to make the most sense. You have, A, there's an automatic rematch clause in this, and B, this was such a close fight, such an entertaining fight, that they deserve rounds 13 onward toward 24 and 25. We'll see, but this was such a close fight, it deserves a rematch. One note on this, there is a mandatory challenger for the IBF Heavyweight Championship, so between now and this rematch potentially happening, Usyk may be stripped of his undisputed crown, or his unified crown, and just hold most of them. If that happens, that is an absolute disgrace, and quite frankly, the IBF shouldn't be factored in to the undisputed discussion anymore. If they strip Usyk of their championship, their title will hold as much weight as the Couch Potato Diary Heavyweight Championship of the world would. This would be just another example of this sport, which is on a roll right now, getting in its own way and potentially affecting things like that. Like, that would be an absolute abomination if that were to take place. It shouldn't happen. But hopefully, cooler heads prevail and we don't have to deal with such silliness going forward. In terms of this fight, or what to make out of it, if it is not the rematch, and for the purposes of this, and to make sure that the segment is more than 10 seconds, I think if you were to run this, or not run this back, I think the next title challenger should be the winner of Zhang versus Wilder. Joshua, on merit, probably deserves a title opportunity first, but I don't think we have seen enough from Joshua to make us think that a fight against Usyk goes any way differently than the one-sided beatdown that Usyk put on him a couple of years ago. So I think Joshua needs to build that resume up a little bit more. We'll get to him in a second. So I think the winner of the Zhang Wilder fight gets a shot at Usyk. You have a couple fighters in the top 10. They're not in the top half of that, but it's still, you're getting a win over a top 10 heavyweight, whoever is coming out of it, and I think it's relatively marketable. One is significantly more marketable than the other, quite obviously, but I think that is probably the direction that I would go. In terms of where Fury goes next, I think it's Anthony Joshua. This is a fight that we have danced around for a very long time. These are two heavyweight fighters who have been a part of a trio, and now I suppose a quartet, that have defined this generation of boxing, so let them have at it. I think that would be the way to go. And then coming out of that, you basically do a tournament where you would have the Fury Joshua winner face the Usyk Wilder winner, and the losers could fight each other as well. And either way, you are coming out of that with a really interesting bout. Unless, I guess, it's Wilder Fury 4, I don't think anyone's clamoring for that. But I think there are ways you can come around with this one and make it really intriguing. So those are the bouts I would make coming off of the heavyweight clash out in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia was home to boxing last weekend. It's home to professional wrestling this weekend, as the King and Queen of the Ring will be crowned in the WWE. Let's talk about it. The WWE is ready for King and Queen of the Ring this weekend in Saudi Arabia. Just a note, I am recording this before SmackDown is televised on Friday. I haven't read anything about it, but before SmackDown is taped on or is aired on Friday. So I don't necessarily know. There you go. The Wikipedia page has the update. So never mind. All that explanation. Don't worry about it. I'm just going off of Wikipedia, so if these matches are wrong, my apologies. But apparently on the pre-show, it'll be Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair taking on Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. So I think a smart bit of matchmaking here. If Bianca did in fact lose to Nia Jax, I think this makes it quite a bit of sense. You have Jade Cargill, who is still relatively green, going in there with, Indy Hartwell isn't the most experienced, but she has certainly been around, former NXT Women's Champion, and Candice LeRae, who next to Natalya is probably the most veteran on the women's side, and is, I think, an excellent, to steal from Chris Jericho, an excellent learning tree to sit under and to grow as a performer. So I think this matchmaking actually makes quite a bit of sense. Jade and Bianca win this one going away. But I do think that this is a smart one. And then we'll see. I liked the tag team match that we saw on Monday Night Raw, declaring new title challengers at some point. But this is a fine match. Moving on to the actual premium live event itself. Up first, Becky Lynch defending the Women's World Championship against Liv Morgan. I have to say, I was saying before that I wanted this feud to reach one more level. I think it did that on Monday. I really did enjoy that segment that those two had. And Liv Morgan came across better in that than I think she has at any point. I still don't know if I am there with Liv winning the championship here, but I certainly would not have a problem with it. I think the Becky Lynch title reign needs to end with Liv Morgan hoisting the Women's World Championship. And so if that happens here, I don't really have a problem with it. It just doesn't feel like the feud has gotten to that point, but maybe Liv does something nefarious that will end up with her winning the championship, and that sets up a bit more of a blood feud going on down the line. So the more I talk it out, the more I think it does make the most sense for Liv to win this bout. Then it is the Queen and King of the Ring tournament matches. First you have the Queen of the Ring for a Women's World Championship match of the winner's brand at SummerSlam, Lyra Valkyria going up against Nia Jax. I have really enjoyed the rise of Lyra Valkyria, and I think that she has, like, that match with Io on Monday was so much fun. And, like, if they wanted to just attach the rocket to her, they could absolutely do that. I do think a Nia Jax win, I'm not going to say freshens up the character, but does give it a little bit of a little bit of steam. I think that a heel winning this makes the most sense given what goes on with that. But if you wanted to set up Lyra Valkyria against Liv Morgan for SummerSlam, you're not going to get much of an argument from me. I think that would be a whole lot of fun. And so, like, I am a big Lyra Valkyria fan, and so I would personally give this one to Lyra Valkyria, but my prediction would be Nia Jax coming away with the win. In the King of the Ring tournament, again, with the winner getting a world championship match for their brand at SummerSlam. Again, this is from Wikipedia. I don't remember that officially being announced, but I could be off on that for sure. Gunther going up against Randy Orton. I have said all along, this entire coronation this entire build has felt like a coronation for Gunther. His promo on Monday in the empty arena, which, by the way, all the jokes about, oh my god, did Gunther go to AEW, were hilarious. And I'm not even being sarcastic. Like, that was really funny. I don't have a dog in that fight. I want both companies to do well, but objectively, those were really funny. But I thought that promo was great. I think his matches have been tremendous. Like, he feels like a star. And I think a matchup with him, either him and Damian Priest at SummerSlam, or him and Drew McIntyre, if Drew is ready to go post post Clash of the Castle or whatever as the champion, then I think you go with that as well. But I just think it has to be Gunther. Randy Orton, like this will be an excellent, excellent match. And I am so excited to see what these two put out there. But Gunther is the one who gets the win. For me. Triple threat match for the Intercontinental Championship. Sami Zayn against Chad Gable against Bronson Reed. I think it's too early to take the belt off of Sami Zayn here. I think this match is going to be excellent. There will probably be a spot at some point where Otis decides this for Chad Gable one way or the other, either costing him or full-on heel turn for Otis and attacking Zayn and Reed or whatever. Maybe we get, like, they planted the seed with the Creed brothers last week, sorry. So that's something that could be factored in here as well. But I do think it is a touch too early to take the belt off of Sami Zayn, who is going to feel like a hero at this particular event. So I think Sami gets the win here and continues to build that up. But this feels like a match where all three combatants coming out of it feel like they are more important than when they entered it. And that brings us to the main event for the undisputed WWE Championship. Cody Rhodes defends against the United States champion, Logan Paul. The U.S. title not up for grabs in this particular bout. That there is no way Logan Paul is winning this match, I don't think. This will be interesting to see what type of a match they put together. Logan has been really, really good so far, and I think Cody is a strong base for the type of match that Logan Paul is going to want to present. There is no real drama to me in this. I'm sure at some point in the match, they'll have me believing, like, holy crap, they're going to put the title on Logan Paul. This is insane. But all the build for Cody, I don't think, with how hot he is right now, I don't think Logan Paul is the one to take that off of him. And that's going to be the tricky part going forward, is how do you make a legitimate title challenger for Cody Rhodes that isn't The Rock, that isn't Roman Reigns? I'm interested to see how all of that ends up going. So we'll see. Interesting, no bloodline on this. We'll see. Maybe there's some involvement and they tie back in on the Cody thing or Randy Orton, that they end up costing him the King of the Ring in some sort. But overall, like, this is it's six matches, which you love, and we'll talk about that in a second. This is going to be, I think, a very, very fun show Saturday morning into the afternoon for those of us out here in the Mountain time zone. All right, let's do another quick transition and talk some AEW.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
AEW Double or Nothing going down this weekend from the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. This card is stacked, as always. And it's really, really long. 10 matches. So let's get right into it. Singles match for the AEW International Championship. Will Ospreay going one-on-one with Roderick Strong. I don't think there is any chance for Roderick Strong to win this. I think this match is going to be really, really good. But I don't think Roddy I don't think they're stopping Will Ospreay. This is one thing. Like, we have 10 matches on this card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 championship bouts. It's too many. I get, like, they've done tournaments for all of these and all of that. Excuse me. If you wanted to go Will Ospreay winning the international championship, if Omega isn't ready for All In, do you do, or maybe even just next month coming up here at Forbidden Door, do you do Will Ospreay against Kazuchika Okada and unify the continental title and the international title and make the intercontinental title? But I wonder if you do that, because there's too much going on and not enough that separates these belts right now, right? So that would kind of be where my head would go. But this match is going to be great, but Will Ospreay gets the win here. Next, it is for the AEW Women's World Championship as Timeless Toni Storm goes up against Serena Deeb. I think they went the wrong direction with the Serena Deeb thing, because, like, Toni Storm is a babyface. And so to try to go the sympathetic view with Serena Deeb coming back after a long layoff, but not really having, with all due respect, that equity build up with the fans, it just doesn't work. So I would expect this crowd to be firmly behind Toni Storm and for her to retain in what will probably be a sleeper really good match. Then, a barbed wire steel cage match for the AEW TNT Championship. I have thoroughly enjoyed this feud. The bloodbath was a little much on Wednesday. But it is, from a storytelling standpoint, I understand it. It is an indication that Adam Copeland is getting back to his darker roots. And so, again, from that standpoint, I get it. But, like, it's 2024, man. Like, come on. But this match will be excellent. This build has been really good. And I predict a title change here. I think Malakai Black ends up getting the win. And I don't know where Cope goes from here, but I think Malakai Black ends up getting it done. IWGP World Heavyweight Championship title eliminator. If Takeshita wins, he will receive a future IWGP World Heavyweight Championship match for what is objectively the ugliest singles main championship in professional wrestling. Major professional wrestling, anyway, right now. Jon Moxley against Konosuke Takeshita. This will be a very, very entertaining match. Really, really fun. And I think Takeshita probably loses. Like, I don't see them beating Jon Moxley right now. But I think this will be a very fun match. And one where, again, Takeshita's stock raises a little bit. But I think we're going to need to start to see him in a few more impactful feuds than just he comes out and beats someone up every week and that's it. We need a little bit more from there. Up next, a singles match as Trent Beretta goes up against Orange Cassidy with the story of this, that Trent can beat Orange in just a straight up regular old wrestling match. I think this will be fun. The buildup for this has been pretty good. The Don Callis family thing with this has been a little strange, and I do wonder if we get a full turn now and Beretta goes with the Callis family, because the Orange Cassidy involvement in it is just, it's weird, and it doesn't do anything for anyone, so I hope that they kind of switch this, but Orange Cassidy gets the win in this bout, in my opinion. Actually, you know what? It'll probably be Trent with something nefarious by way of the Callis family. And then a three-way FTW rules match for the FTW championship. Chris Jericho against Hook against Katsuyori Shibata. The new Chris Jericho, over the top, happy to be there guy. It's okay. It's not my favorite of the Chris Jericho iterations. I will say that. Against Hook and Shibata, like, this match will be good. I would imagine Big Bill interferes and Jericho retains the championship and we move on from there. But this feud has been okay. And I would imagine we will get something that continues with Jericho and Hook. Then it is a trios match for the AEW Unified World Trios titles as the Bang Bang Gang of Jay White and the Guns taking on Death Triangle of Pac, Rey Fénix, and Penta El Zero Miedo. I thought a bigger deal needed to be made that Rey Fénix was back. I have said before, this guy should be a major champion in this company or anyone. He is one of, legitimately one of the best performers in the world. He has had some injury issues, but He is one of the best wrestlers in the world. And so I thought a, like, oh my God, he's back, needed to happen when Death Triangle kind of regrouped here. I hope Death Triangle gets the win here. I am not a fan of the Bang Bang Gang at all. I don't think Jay White really excels in the more comedic role. And no one takes the guns seriously. So all of the, like, it doesn't mix for me. And it has significantly limited Jay White and made him feel like maybe even less than a mid-carder. And I think the feud with the Acclaimed set the Acclaimed back as well. Like, I just think everything that this has touched has kind of turned negative. And so I hope Death Triangle comes away with it in this one. Then, singles match for the AEW TBS Championship as Willow Nightingale takes on Mercedes Moné. I have said before, this match needs to steal the show. It has been a not incredible debut for Mercedes Moné in AEW so far. But the thing that she is most known for is her in-ring ability. This is going to be a tough show to stand out on. Again, there's 10 matches. One of them's in a barbed wire steel cage, and the other one is called Anarchy in the Arena. So it's going to be difficult to stand out. But I think this needs to be an incredible match of the year caliber sort of a performance to get Mercedes Moné back on track. Because I said earlier in the week, right now, Mercedes Moné feels like the B-side in this bout. Willow Nightingale has, obviously, kayfabe terms as the champion. She should feel like the bigger deal. But just in terms of watching this, Willow has felt like the better character, the better performer throughout this entire thing. And you didn't, with all due respect to both, you didn't bring in Mercedes Moné to take a backseat to Willow Nightingale. You brought her in to be a superstar, to be a difference maker, to be a needle mover. This match needs to be a needle mover. This is such an important match for both of these performers, but specifically for Mercedes Moné to try to get something back on the return for what she has done, because so far it hasn't been a whole lot. It has got to the point I would have Willow win this, to be perfectly honest with you. But I would suspect Mercedes Moné ends up getting the win. Then, Anarchy in the Arena, as the Elite of Kazuchika Okada, Jack Perry, and the Young Bucks take on Team AEW, Bryan Danielson, Darby Allin, and FTR. I am very worried that Darby Allin coming out with a flamethrower on Wednesday means he's going to literally be lit on fire at some point in this match, and I'm only kind of kidding. This match is going to be insane. It's going to be crazy. There's going to be blood. There's going to be some hilarious spots. There's going to be some crazy violent spots. It's going to be video game wrestling on steroids. And in the end, I would presume that the Elite come away victorious in this bout, continuing their trek to take over AEW. I don't think they did the thing with Tony Khan and with Kenny Omega and with all of them to be done this in a month. So I think these guys end up getting the win in this particular bout. And then we go to the AEW World Championship match, Swerve Strickland taking on Christian Cage. This has been a good feud. I thought the angle on Wednesday set things up really well, where, like, it has been Christian the whole time. Swerve has been close to his retribution, and he didn't get his hands on Christian, but they were able to at least thwart a plan from Christian Cage in this one. And then the return of Prince Nana really rounds this character out, I think, very effectively. I think this match is going to be excellent. I think it is going to be a whole lot of fun. But going forward, Swerve needs to feel like the A story. The Elite against Team AEW, it's closed every show. Swerve has been in the middle of every show. This, if this is the main event, fine. I will be a little bit surprised. But going forward, Swerve needs to feel like the biggest star on this show. He did leading up to his title reign, and then he wins the title and he goes into the main card. Like, it's just, quite frankly, it's what pissed people off about some WWE booking, where John Cena will lose the title to CM Punk, and then Punk's in the mid-card against the Big Show, and John Cena is in the main event against John Laurinaitis or some shit like that, right? So, this is one where I think Swerve puts on a hell of a match, and I think they need to look at making him a bigger focus going forward. All right, that is going to do it for a Fightin' Friday today. If you want the more traditional stick and ball sports, that coverage is on part one of this podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you're watching, make sure you subscribe, like, and comment. If you're listening, make sure you subscribe and leave a review. Follow me on social media at Primetime Klein on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and I'll talk to all of you guys later. I'm out.
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.